The next two skills in the collaboration section are listening and powerful questions. And of course, listening is something that you will be doing all the time. You will be listening at different levels in different ways and so on. So that doesn't change when we're looking at this through the wellness perspective after the recovery phase. Powerful questions perhaps is worth looking at for a couple of minutes, because the way that we ask questions with our clients is somewhat conditioned by the way that our client presents themselves to us as clients. Clients will often, particularly if they're very problem focused, if there are a lot of challenges in their early part of the recovery process and so on, and there's a lot of holding of energy and emotions and so on, the way and the kinds of questions we ask will be influenced by the way that our client shows up with us. This is not something that people often reflect on, the fact that they, as coaches, are having the way that they ask questions impacted by their clients. But it's an important thing to think about. In the wellness perspective, as we transition into it, and once we're into it, our questions and the way that we ask them really reveal back to the client how you are holding them in the arc of their journey. So what I mean by that is that your questions will probably over time be more orientated towards and more inquisitive and curious about bigger issues that aren't really just about problem solving. So it'll be more towards the fulfillment of their potential, the building and connection and ongoing activity in their lives that is about meaning, about purpose. It will be more about the deepening of relationships rather than the establishing of relationships. It'll be more about sometimes spiritual aspects. Their emotional world will be different. It will have changed. And the kinds of questions that you ask about their emotional condition and experience will be less orientated around, you know, the so-called negative emotions, will be more about joy, fulfillment, happiness, those kinds of feelings. So there is a way that you are going to need to adapt your questioning to not be encouraging yourself in your questioning, if you like, to stay in a problem solving and a more challenging context. It's important then for you to think also about using a coach supervisor to look at how your questioning has been shaped or is being shaped by your client, and whether you are in fact keeping up and keeping moving along with your change as a coach as your client grows and changes. So this is an important aspect of coaching supervision. It's a really a useful way to help yourself also make this transition. We have to remember always that when our client takes a journey, we take a journey with them, and we cannot avoid being impacted by their journey and at different parts, but also we are literally brought along on that journey. And so how we are working with them day one is not going to be the same as how we're working at them, you know, 2 years later or a year later or however long the coaching assignment has been. So it's important for us to be aware, use self-management and use self-observation to make sure that we catch up with our own relationship to the way that we ask questions of our clients.